Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was able to like follow everything that they were saying. I'm like, wow, this person actually knows what they're doing. Like they seem...
No, this person is no longer employable. Could you employ this person?
In this studio, I think we could probably make room for him.
Hi, I'm Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Dr. After Dark. We appreciate you being here. We have a sick amount of great emails and a crazy amount of voice messages and videos galore. Thank you, Nadav, for that. And we won't even notice the fact that Eddie's not here, frankly. We needed a little break, you know. We needed like a distance between it. Don't you think? I mean, it's got a little intense towards the end of last show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. As a producer, I saw you guys getting a little too close, and I had to do something about it.
Too friendly, a little too friendly. And so we're going to get back to basics, but you guys are great. I can tell we're getting into more interesting territory with this show because your emails are getting more interesting as well. You're sort of the breadth of material we can get into here is quite broad, and you are responding accordingly. We thank you for that. And your voice messages, of course, are equally as good. So let's start with a voice message. I love the voice messages. Let's get right to it.
Hi, Dr. Mom. My name's Nick. I'm a long-time listener from Australia, and I have a question about tonsillitis in your late 20s. So I've just turned 30, and I'm a lot less sexually active than I used to be because about 2 years ago, after hooking up with a girl and giving her oral, I came down with my first bout of tonsillitis, and since then it's reoccurred 4 or 5 times. In fact, the last time it happened, both myself and my partner at the time got it. I've been to multiple doctors and they said that the oral shouldn't be the cause, but I should look at getting my tonsils removed. What's your take on it, Dr. Mom? Any insights would help. Piss on me, beat me, and keep me high and tight.
It's got a girl. Dr. Mum, I like this. I like the Australian fans. We dig, trust me.
Yeah, that threw me for a second.
Yeah, good for him. I love Sydney, love Australia. Everyone in my family has spent time there. I had one son that lived there for, a year or 6 months, and another son that did a production in the Sydney Opera House. I love Sydney. One of the things that concerns me is that some doctor ought to take a look at you. You ought to have an ear, nose, and throat doctor take a look at that throat, just in case. Because it could be a virus, could be herpes, in fact. Herpes can cause a recurrent sore throat, a true herpes. There's something called herpangina associated with the throat that's something totally different. But actually, herpes simplex can go in the mouth, and I've seen it just on the throat and recur, and you may have given it to your partner, which may be why she's having a recurrence. So that's a possibility. The other possibility is that just whatever got in there triggered an immune reaction, and now you're having any irritation, you sort of respond to that same stimulation with a similar immune response. Because your tonsils are just big, you know, immune tissue, and they can kind of, you can get them kind of charged up. The problem is if you have more than, really typically, I believe it's 4 episodes of tonsillitis in a 12-month period, they want you to take your tonsils out. So take a look at that. Next voice message.
Wait, hold on. I got some follow-up questions.
Wait. Okay, I'm waiting.
Wait. You could get herpes just on your tonsils?
Yes. I've seen exuberant herpes on the tonsils. It did include the tongue a little bit, but the patient wasn't really aware that the tongue was part of the problem. Any doctor looking at it, it might... You know, again, I saw the initial outbreak on this one poor guy, and it's pretty obvious it's herpes on the first outbreak, but the subsequent ones can look a lot more nonspecific.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So now is that mouth herpes or dick herpes that's on the tonsil?
It's herpes. What's your question? What is in that question? There's some deep misunderstanding in that question.
Yeah, I must have missed that class in doctor school. It's the same herpes. It's the same herpes.
Well, the dick herpes class, is that the one you missed?
I only went to the mouth herpes class. Oh, my God. So I thought the tonsillitis.
So there's herpes simplex type 1 and there's herpes simplex type 2. Both occur everywhere and anywhere. At one time, like in the 80s, the type 2 was predominantly genital and the type 1 was predominantly oral. That has long since changed. and they can both occur in both places. Type 2 tends to be more exuberant, more intense. It can be even associated with a meningitis at the initial outbreak. It can be kind of intense. And they can even occur on your skin. They can occur in lots of different places. So that's there you go. It's the type 1, type 2 doesn't really matter. I will tell you another thing to keep watch out for.
So they're all dick herpes.
Let's do it. They're all potentially dick herpes. They're all potentially mouth herpes. But I will tell you what. Beware blood tests. The blood tests are woefully, let's call them inaccurate. If somebody walks in and the doctor says, I know that's herpes, let me take a blood test to confirm it, and it turns out negative, that has meaning. But a positive blood test without a high index of suspicion clinically doesn't really mean anything. The blood tests are not worthwhile. And a lot of people are diagnosed with herpes based on the blood test, and they may not have it. So be careful.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, now I have more tonsil questions for you.
Okay.
So there was one time where I was, like, I thought it was like a nothing cold, yeah, where, like, it was barely a fever. Like, I think I maybe took a day off of work. This was, like, I don't know, I want to say maybe 8 or 9 years ago.
Yes.
And I thought it was like a nothing cold. And then all of a sudden, I think my tonsils all of a sudden grew like the Grinch's heart. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah,
five times their size. And then, yes, they never went back down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They still like that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Like, they wanted to operate and shit. Like, I mean, I went to some doctor that I think was really, like, cut happy, but...
No, they probably should have operated. For the very reason that you're dealing with now is that they can stay up like that.
No, yeah, I probably have sleep apnea because of that, you know, along with some other...
Yeah, that doctor
conditions.
Did not know what he or she was doing at all. They had no business recommending operations. Now you have sleep apnea, dude. Now you really know you need the operation.
But maybe that's just because I'm obese, you know? Maybe the tonsils have nothing to do with it.
Yeah. So sleep apnea is about transthoracic pressure, which is the weight, transabdominal pressure, but also, you know, airway resistance, how much airway is available. Flow through the airway can be highly affected. You ever heard of Bernoulli's law? Bernoulli's law.
No.
Air or fluid, anything down a solid pipe, the rate of flow is determined by to the fourth power of the inversely rated to the fourth power of the radius of the tube. So Bernoulli's principle. Let's
that's
see what
a
that's
lot doing. Of math.
Yeah, see the flow thing on the right there. Mm-hmm. And so a small change in the radius creates a fourth power change in the flow rates. And so a small amount of stuff up here with your neck can really create a lot of resistance and problems.
Can we actually do something real quick?
Yes.
Can I go outside and open my mouth and show you my tonsils and you tell me if I need to remove them?
Yeah, let's do it. I think it's a good idea. Sorry, buddy. Hold tight. Hold tight. We're going to do this. I'm going to use my phone as my light. Come down. They're not that bad. They're not that bad. The only reason you would get them out is if there's something in the sleep apnea. I'd rather you lose weight. Let's put it that way.
Hold on. Didn't have my headphones on for that one.
I'd rather you lose weight than get the tonsils out.
How about both?
I never like... Procedures are always some risk, right? And so when there are things that are non-risk, like losing weight, that are good, that you should be doing, I prefer we just do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Okay, we'll try that first.
Another voice message. Another voice message.
Hey, mommies. My name is Riley. I'm from Michigan. I'm 18 years old, and I'm going to just get straight to the point.
Okay.
I got, like, really bad chronic knee pain. It's been there since I was, like, maybe like 8-9 years old.
Dude.
And I'm 18 now. What? And it's just gotten worse throughout the years. At first I was told it was growing pains, then I guess I was told it was tendonitis, and recently I found out it actually isn't tendonitis. I've done physical therapies,
what
I've
is
been
it?
Sent to multiple specialists, but I can't get like a solid clue on what's going on. But the current state is I'm in pretty much constant pain. Moving around really helps, walking, running, all of that stuff helps, but night times are hard for me. Sleeping is tough.
Yeah.
Because I can't sleep due to the pain.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I gotta walk around a little bit to get the pain away and then try to fall asleep in like 15 minutes before it comes back.
All right, dude, here's the thing.
This is kind of a regular thing, so I'm just wondering, you know, physical therapy has helped a little bit here and there, but mostly just with pain management. So maybe if there's some type of permanent fix to this, or maybe what even is this, that would be great to know. But if not, it's all good. Yo, piss on me, beat me.
Of course, Riley,
shit, you bet I'm coming up and met you.
You bet, Riley. good man, good boy. I like his attitude about this. But here's the deal.
What a poor guy.
I know. If I feel bad for him, but if anything, if you start any question to me with, I've seen multiple specialists and had multiple treatments, and it's something that requires an examination, which I can't just listen to you know what you're talking about. There's zero probability that I'm going to be helpful. So if you're saying I've had this for a long time, I've seen multiple specialists, what the F? I don't dig that you're seeing pain management. That seems like that scares me that you might get strung out on opiates. They need an explanation. It needs a name. I don't know if there's, he didn't tell us whether there have been any surgical procedures, but I would think you would want to get in there. You'd want to, I mean, I get the feeling there's an inadequate workup here. So what would be good is to go to a sort of a world-class center. You go to what are called tertiary centers, like a teaching hospital, any sort of orthopedic center. They're usually knee programs, and you go in and see what the hell's going on. There's an answer to this. Let's put it that way. And sometimes it's just a pathway in your spine that your spine is triggering pain, but there's nothing in the periphery. And even that has a treatment. So please, please, please keep looking on. One more.
Hi, Mommy. Wow. So I just need a saw something female that after said this it too. Takes 24 hours for your food to come out your butt. And I was wondering, how come when you eat something that disagrees with your tummy, you got to poop in about 20 minutes, but whatever made you poop is still in your system? How come you don't just keep pooping until, you know, you poop all that bad poop out? Anyways, let me know.
All right. So, all right, buddy. All right, buddy.
That's great question.
Well, kind of. If your body really doesn't like what it's taken in, you will vomit. Okay. So if it is something that is triggering an inflammatory reaction in the colon becomes inflamed, and that's what's moving everything through quickly. It's not as though and there could be something systemic going on, right? There's a lot of variables in why that happens. And generally speaking, when you have diarrhea, it's not that the body's trying to get rid of something. It's a reaction, let's put it that way, or a bacterial overgrowth or something like that. Vomiting is when your body tries to get rid of something. Okay. Diarrhea think about it. You get viruses, it inflames your colon, you get diarrhea. It's not trying to get rid of anything. That's just a reaction, much like fever's a reaction. If you get a Campylobacter, it grows in your colon, in your stool, and it inflames your colon. And I mean, maybe there's some adaptation there where you're trying to get rid of it, but really it's just an inflammatory reaction. Until you get antibiotics to kill the bacteria, you're going to have diarrhea.
But
same with C. diff.
Is it the inflammatory reaction to what you just ate? Like, am I not actually lactose intolerant?
That is moving stuff through more quickly. That's a different thing. And that it can, and things you ate that your body don't like can increase transit time. So that's part of what your body may be doing is increasing transit time. But lactose is a different thing. You're not absorbing the sugar, and so it creates a more fluid in the colon, and then that's coming out as fluid.
Mm,
you get it?
I do.
And it, I suppose it can be inflammatory too. Give me a female voice message. You don't have for those. I like all you guys, but it cleanses the palate a little bit. It's usually funnier, frankly.
Sure. Here's a female one for you.
Yeah. All right, good.
Hi, Dr. Mommy. So I have a few questions about my boyfriend's penis. So the other day we were about to have sex and he inserts his penis and all of a sudden there's blood everywhere.
Uh-huh.
At first he thought I was bleeding and then we quickly realized he was bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
He's uncircumcised. Mm-hmm. We thought that a hair had wrapped around and constricted him and then, cut into him or something.
What?
Later he told me that part of his foreskin had detached,
right,
like the underside part on the head of his penis.
That's what typically happens.
We went to urgent care. They checked him out, but I would not trust his doctor at all.
Okay.
So I'm just concerned if we go rough again, could this happen again?
Yes.
Could, will he need a circumcision if this
happens
again?
Yes.
I'm just
good
concerned
for you.
For his port penis. When can we start, when can he rail me again? Thanks, Dr. Mommy. You bet I'm coming up in May.
You see why I like our female voice messages, you see? You
she's
understand?
So soft-spoken. She's like, can I get that D in?
When she's whispering and this is the whole dear dick support is how she identifies herself. So what typically happens is the foreskin tears in an uncircumcised man, and typically it occurs at the frenulum, Look at the foreskin frenulum or prepuce frenulum at the base of the penis. And that's sort of the weak point. And there it is. And there it is. And there it is. That drawing is a better
picture. Hold on. I'm trying to find one that we drawing. Don't have to censor.
The drawing is a pretty good one.
This one?
And the drawing, the black and white drawing. Just right in the air. That, see, that really shows it to you, right? And you see the little frenulum down there below the, as you guys often call it, the pee hole, the meatus of the urethra. And that can tear. That can tear very easily. The problem is that can send you down a path of more tears and then scarring and then stricturing. And next, let's show a picture of phimosis, which is what can happen here. Not so much with the frenulum tear, but with also, other tears. What?
There's also a frenulum under your tongue,
correct.
Right?
Anything that's sort of tacking something down is called a frenulum.
Phimosis tear?
Tear. No, oh, just phimosis. Just phimosis.
Okay. Pretty sure don't cut to this one, Chris.
Oh, there's probably some good pictures in there.
Nope, don't cut to this.
Okay, well, the drawing. Wait, hold on. No, up. That drawing series. Yep, the drawing, the purpley drawings. The next. Guy? Yeah, that's phimosis. See how it's...
We could try this.
Yeah. See, level. Those are all the different levels of phimosis, too. And you see at level 5, you can still get the penis out, but at level 1, actually at level 4 and 3, you're going to start having pain when you try to get the penis out of that hole, out of that tight, strictured turtleneck. It's like a turtleneck that's too tight, right? And it's hurt, and it hurts, and it can tear again and then narrow more. And that is when you're getting your circumcision. If you see to the left of that, my left, you see how they're cutting it all out and making it better. You see that?
Hold on. Which levels of phimosis do you most want?
You don't want any of
you
them.
You want a level 5 or do you want a level 1?
Level 1 is the worst.
Yeah, that looks pretty bad.
Yeah, look at the guy. Look immediately to the left of that. See the operation that corrects it? Immediately to the left. Just don't sigh, my friend. It's all good medicine. To the left, right to the left.
I don't know, man. Knives near dicks always make me a little...
There. And that's what they do with it, right? There it is on the left with the level 1 phimosis. And they just go, wing, zink, zink, sew it up, and it's all done. And neat and pretty, right?
Super neat and pretty.
Yeah. So there's something, I'm going to get some emails in a second, but there's something up there that is preoccupying me. And there's something about Garth and smells. And I can't get my head off of that. So I want to see what that is. It's a video, right?
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay. We got this.
Oh, my God, there's so many up there that I want to see.
We got a lot for you today.
Oh, my goodness.
Every time she comes in to sing on every record, you know, you start getting kind of sweaty and just love the way she smelled.
How does she smell? It's such a loving thing to say.
She smells like nothing's impossible.
Oh, my God.
What a fucking nerd.
It's not even nerd. It's sort of, this is what we were talking about last time. Is he answers in the way he thinks people would answer. You know what I mean? There's nothing spontaneous. There's nothing authentic about anything he does. And that's what freaks us out. And that's why we're convinced he is an Elon Musk robot, right?
Hold on. We don't like Elon Musk?
No, we love Elon Musk. He's created a Garth robot. It's a genius thing.
Oh, I see. So you're saying Garth is a product. He's a Tesla machine.
Yeah, we're going to find out. We just heard recently that Elon Musk is going to make robots. He's going to pull the curtain back and go, I got news for you. It's Garth Brooks. That's what you can have in your home as your robot. See how good it is? It's a little weird. He says weird stuff, and that's and we've talked about the Uncanny Valley before, haven't we?
Who wants a Garth robot, though, that could possibly kill you in your sleep?
But no, we don't know that. We don't know that's what he's capable of, but what we're responding to is the Uncanny Valley, right? Mm-hmm. So he seems like a human, and then he says stuff that is so inauthentic and disconnected. We go into this valley where we're like, oh, got to get away from him because he must be a robot or something's wrong with him. It's called the Uncanny Valley. Look it up. I figured out what it is about Garth Brooks. I really have. It is the Uncanny Valley response that we all have to him. Did I say that before? I don't remember if I've ever said that.
No, you definitely have. Like, okay. That's what's like flaring up all of our reactions
to
him.
It's the Uncanny Valley. But I see it now with absolute clarity now.
But I think you're right because clearly, Garth doesn't have any real friends. Because if I said to my friend, if my friend asked me if I was seeing a lady, and he was like, what do you like about her most? I'm like, oh, she smells great. And she's like, what does she smell like? I'm like, she smells like nothing's impossible. He would punch me in the face.
Well, that's a great point.
No one answers like that.
No, it's anybody that has friends. You know, this is where males self-adjust each other by kicking each other's ass. That's sort of what happens. You sort of try shit on your peers and they go, get out of here. But this idea like a humanoid response would have been something, right? Elon Musk, you need to adjust the software a little bit to make it more humanoid, because a human would talk about the smell and what's triggered from the smell. So you would go, oh, she smells like lilacs, and that's, I remember that, that's a warm bath, and that's what I remember early mornings and Sundays when I was a kid, and it evokes this sense of well-being, and that's why I love being around her. Like, nothing is impossible. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? And this, by the way, is one of the great weaknesses of journalists today. What happened to you guys in your follow-on questions? I mean, it would have been a very simple follow-on, just like, huh? Just like, all you got to do is go, if things don't make sense and they say shit, you're so used to politicians being deep in the uncanny valley, you stopped doing with follow-ups. When they say things that are nonsensical and are wild, you should just go, tell me more. That's all you got to do. So, huh? Right. Huh? And let's see where they go. Why is there any more to that? I would, if she had any follow on, I'd love to see where it goes next.
That's all we have to that, and I'm not sure. Maybe they edited it out.
I have,
but
would you please tell
her producer, being like, "Hey, cut that shit out. That was fucking a stupid answer."
tell the Seguras I've figured out the Garth Brooks problem. I don't know what's behind it. I can tell
that he's
you
he's a Tesla robot.
That is either a Tesla robot. Something is sending us into the uncanny valley, and there are literally two possibilities. One is he's a Tesla robot. Okay. And the other is he has real mental illness, because people respond that way to people with mental illness, because it feels uncanny and weird to us, and we recoil. And in the days of yore, we would have disgust and all kinds of other unpleasant reactions. I'm saying we can be compassionate for Mr. Brooks because something is up. But this total disconnect, I mean, it could be, and I've speculated about this before, it could be a personality disorder, in which case that's not such a cool thing, as we've discussed with Mr. Annie and people like that.
Super cool.
Yeah, super cool.
Actually, like my question is actually, do you think, because clearly this is not a way that people respond to questions like that, do you think that either A, he's just been famous for too long and doesn't know what to say, or that this might actually be some sort of like...
I told you there's two possibilities. There really are two possibilities. He's a robot. Or he has some significant mental illness. And I think that's what Christina and Tom have been sort of swirling around. And now I can kind of see it a little more clearly. I've been a little preoccupied with old Garth trying to figure him out. And what's troubling is it doesn't look like a mental illness that we would have a lot of sadness for him for. It feels like it's more on the personality side of things. And it's hard to have compassion for people like that. Do you guys know who Trisha Paytas is?
Yeah.
So I did an interview with her on my streaming show. You can see it at drdrew.com. It's also drdrew.tv. And she has a very serious borderline personality disorder. And the reason I interviewed her is she's willing to talk about it, and she's in treatment. So it's very interesting to hear her talk about it and her treatment. The problem is she still has the personality disorder, and it still evokes horrible – well, it evokes bad behavior on her part, and it evokes even worse behavior on the fan part, where people like act out on her. And it's very difficult to watch, and it's, I don't know what to, I'm struggling with this whole topic, which is, you know, what do you do with personality disorders when people aren't willing to address it, right? Which is the case with most personality disorders. They really don't see the problem that's happening. They certainly don't take responsibility for it. They don't see it as them. Right. They see you as the problem.
Right, they project
and those people I don't have a lot of patience for or sympathy for. But if it's somebody who's trying and still has their disorder kind of operating, that to me is interesting, and I have deep empathy for those people.
Well, is this a, like a, is a case like that where like a conservatorship type
No.
I don't, hey man. Like,
these are people that become rock stars and captains of industry and governors and things. That's where they go. They are quite effective sometimes.
Right,
and
so encourage just, it. Got it.
I'm not saying encourage it. I'm just saying that they can be very effective. All right. Weird pee phenomenon. Hey, Drew. When I really have to pee and hold it for a long time, my left clavicle starts to ache and I taste copper. What the heck is going on? I have no idea. That's a good one. I'm really thoroughly, completely stumped. I am stumped by that one. So let me see if I can help this one. Mommies and Booth Mommies, longtime listeners, a 33-year-old woman interested in mixing the finer things in life with my husband and my sex life. Always scared when that starts out. So please send whatever is coming next. Please send this to where my mom's at. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar with boofing. Should I know what that is? Sex?
Every time I've heard boofing, it was related to drugs.
Okay. What does that mean?
Just hiding stuff in your butt or taking it ingesting it through your butt is okay. What boofing is.
Oh, I have learned something today. You see how, you see how great this show is? Okay.
Yeah, you must have missed that class of doctor school.
I did. I'm familiar with boofing and have been inspired to include booze and boinking in our bedroom activities. Would it kill my vaginal flora if my husband was to sip hooch out of my cooch?
She should not do that.
AKA, can he wine and dine at the same time? You bet I'll be coming up in May. Safe and salacious city slicker. Again?
You stumped?
No, not stumped. I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the imaginativeness of our viewers. I'm impressed with the poetic discourse upon which this question is based. Sip hooch out of my cooch. And when she says hooch, she means alcohol, right? Just any kind of alcohol?
Yeah. I hope she means wine, something with low acidity or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not going to be, as you mentioned, it's not going to be good for the vagina. Your husband may enjoy this. I don't understand quite why necessarily, but not who am I to say? But yes, the vaginal flora and fauna is very delicate, and you can definitely upset things. And you can upset it kind of permanently. I mean, you can really get like a lot of vaginitis and even get infections up into the higher part of the your genital tract, get PID and things like that. I could see how that would be a problem. Not that it's impossible, and not that I'm sure people haven't tried it, but hooch from the cooch, everybody. That's the name of today's episode.
We strongly recommend, no, we're not naming it that.
Strongly recommend you do not do that.
Thank you, Drew.
Yes. I'm trying not to be judgmental, guys. I'm trying to just take the questions as they come. Been having constipation lately, and thankfully was able to get back to being regular, though slight changes in the diet, But this got me thinking, how long does one have to hold their poop in before you get a fecal impaction? I don't know, ask any. Also, is it possible to hold your poop so long that you start to vomit it out? Keep an eye on tight and watch for those waspices. I like that. Watch for the waspices. Okay, my friend, there is something called feculent vomit. Feculent vomit. Feculent is a... Oh, you're going to look it up? All right, that's before I tell you what it is. Let's see what it is. Feculent vomit, yeah. Fecal vomit.
Yeah,
other names.
I think you've described this before.
This is near. Stericoceraceous vomiting. Oh, I've never heard that term. Fecal vomiting is a kind of vomiting where the material vomited is of fecal origin. It is a common, and so here's the deal. They're going to go on to talk about problems with fistulas and gastrojejunocolic fistulas and intestinal obstruction of the ileum. Here's the deal.
Holes where things connect that they shouldn't connect.
Exactly.
Right?
And it's very rare. I mean, like, I've never seen it, that actual something you would call stool find its way back up. It just doesn't really happen. I mean, it has happened, I'm sure, but I mean, anything you would think of can happen in the human body. But feculent vomiting is usually stuff out of the deep small bowel. And there's a bowel obstruction or colonic obstruction, and then boom, it comes back. In terms of how long before you get impaction, I mean, look at any man. The guy owns for a month and he doesn't impact. But we've never really asked him if he's had an impaction. You know what I mean?
Right. He also refuses to answer that question because we have asked.
Oh, well, that's
him.
That's a yes, right? That's a yes. He just freaks him out to talk about it.
No, yeah. He just kind of goes quiet a little bit and it's just like, all right. And he's gone.
Would you remind me next time I see that young man to talk about impactions? Because impaction literally means you got to go up there and get it. It's impacted and you have to disimpact it. And you disimpact it
with a coat hanger or something?
Fingers, typically. Fingers you have to...
Oh, it's that close out to the...
You can... It will kind of come down as you... I've done many fecal disimpactions over my career. And
tell me more about that,
You sort of have to pull it out, and then it kind of drops down some more, and you pull that out, and eventually starts to go. And you have to use many other techniques. You have to use stool softening enemas and stool stuff from above and down below. You use multiple things to get the whole thing going.
Now, in terms of just grabbing those, is it just your fingers or
just my fingers? Not with a glove, thank you, native.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. it's not just about how much or how long. It's usually really dry and hard and can't get kind of through the anus. It's just too hard to get through without tearing it.
Do you ever use lube to try and get it out?
You use lots of lube, use lots of softeners, use all kinds of stuff to kind of get it going. And softeners, like, you know, they're oil enemas and things like that. Here we go. Kink in my cock. Hi, Hitler. Hey, Hitler. Scott from Colorado. I'm a 44-year-old male. I have a kink in my... What the hell? Duo testate penetrator. Should I know what that is?
That's not a reference from one of our shows.
That's okay, good. I don't have any pain, and my dick is straight as an arrow. What is he talking about? Oh, when I get hard, the middle of the shaft is the last to get hard, so it looks like a fucking animal balloon. Do you know what he's talking about?
What?
Yeah.
The middle is the last part to get hard?
So do you have any thoughts? Pissing me, beat me, feathering it, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if it has a name, but he is talking about the penis kind of looking like a animal balloon. It's a perfect description. Like
an umbrella handle?
No.
What do I type into Google?
I don't know. Let's see.
I'm about to put in Ben's dick.
No, it's not Ben. It's not Ben. It is...
Half flaccid?
Absent central penis erection, something like that. Those
absent
words.
Absent central penal
erection. Something like
Chris,
that.
Chris, don't switch to this yet.
pictures. Let's see if we can get something. Absent central penis. I'm just going to keep going. It's going to take some doing to find it. Peyronie's. That's Peyronie's.
This is Peyronie's.
No, very different. Very different. We're just talking about during erection. The base and the tip gets going first.
That's the reaction that you would what the hell's going on here? If you're like, why is only the middle of my dick not getting hard?
Right. And the fact is, gentlemen with larger penises have this issue. So congratulations, my friend. It's pretty hard to have this with a small penis. And it's common. It's nothing. It doesn't really mean anything. You picture it, right? I'm going to draw the penis on here. If you just drew it like this.
Actually, you know what? Hold on. I think we should give you a Sharpie so that when you hold it up, everyone will be able to see it.
Okay. Give me a poor Sharpie and I'll it's just like it sounds. I'm supposing there can be some pathology associated with it, but it's not as though it's a typical thing.
All right. So for those that are just listening, Drew is drawing a penis that is soft in the middle.
Right. Does that make sense? Am I?
Oh yeah, that looks like one of our phimosis diagrams.
No, because the phimosis is out here. This is right in the middle of the shaft.
Oh, Drew.
You get it?
Wait, you drew.
This is the head, out here. I'm just gonna, and this area is the middle.
You draw some funny dicks. Where are the balls at, homie?
Oh, dude. All right, balls are down here. Okay, and listen.
All right, now this makes sense to me.
I cannot draw, guys. I cannot draw. All right. I like the way that's okay for YouTube, but the other stuff is not. Let's go with a heavy one real quick. For the past few months, I've been doing 2-3 grams of cocaine on the weekends. I have blood pressure issues, which I'm medicated. And I should be medicated for bipolar depression, but I am not. I realized recently that my feet tingle and I get little red spots on them when I use. What's causing this? It depends. Depends what those red spots are. You're not describing them to me. They could be petechiae, which means you're getting some sort of drop in your clotting coagulation factors, like your platelets are dropping for some reason. Other red spots could be of a vascular origin. They could be blotchy redness, and God knows what the cocaine is doing. You go get your drug. You need...
Get off the cocaine.
This is not functional drug addict anymore. When you're having, the title is functional drug addict. You're not functioning, dude. When you're having medical consequences, that is a serious addiction at that point, and you're continuing. That tells you how serious it is.
I think I've only heard this with hallucinogens, but isn't it when you have like a very serious mental disorders, whether it be bipolar or borderline or something that. Mm-hmm. You should pretty much kind of be staying away from drugs because that really fucks with your brain chemistry.
Yes, I'd say so. If you have a mental illness, drugs not a good idea, boys. But yeah. Hey, Hitlers and Booth boys. Recently heard that when you hold a fart in, it explodes inside you. Who said that? Did you say that?
That when what?
When you hurt in your fart, when you hold in your fart or a fart, it actually explodes inside of your body and produces gases from the fart that need to go somewhere and leaks into your breath, at a 2% ratio.
I went to a different doctor's school. We didn't cover that.
When you hold in a fart, what actually happens to the fart? How is the gas dispersed? When it stays inside, come in May, granted, blah, blah, blah. I have crown molding to do on Julia's old house.
That is a reference.
I don't remember that one. You have to show me
that one.
That's
the good morning, Julia, the guy that sent the video.
Okay, good morning, Julia. Yeah. Got it. Gas is just sort of reabsorbed, much the way the colon can absorb water. The gases can absorb kind of into.
Or the bladder can absorb.
No, the bladder eventually just emits the cum. When things go back up into the bladder, it just kind of comes out with the urine.
Right, because it absorbs it.
No. The colon is an absorptive lining, though. It absorbs, designed to absorb water, and it can get a little gas going, too. In terms of gas going all the way back up and then out your mouth, I don't think there's, I don't know. I don't think it ever does anything like that. I guess it's possible. And where this 2% ratio came from, I have no idea what you're talking about. But they don't explode. Let me say it over and over and over again. Here we go. Guess what I'm going to say, Nadav?
You're going to say farts only fart outside of the body.
Everything in the colon and in the bowel, in your mouth, in your stomach, in your esophagus is outside the body. The point at which it breaks inside, you are now in septic shock and need to go into the ICU. If anything perforates in any way the integrity of the lining of from your mouth to your anus, you're in trouble. You have an infection because all the bacteria that live in the mouth, in the in everywhere, maybe not the stomach because of all the acid there, but all throughout your GI tract otherwise, that gets into your body because it's outside the body normally. It gets into your body and it's infecting then. That causes infection. And that is no bueno. All right, let's do some videos here. I'm tired of this nonsense. I thought we had some. Maybe one more voice message. One more.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like that might clear me up a little bit.
Let me try and pick a good one for you. Yeah, let's see this one.
Okay.
Hello, mommies. My name is Zach, and I have a question related to food poisoning and the smell of my own shit.
Yeah.
Around the 4th of July, I got pretty bad food poisoning. I suspect it may have been from eating undercooked pork belly.
Ooh.
That was a part of a spicy pork belly fried rice with kimchi.
Good boy.
It's a super rich dish in flavor and smell.
Thank you.
And I got sick really badly after eating that. Mm-hmm. Upset stomach really, really badly for a couple of days, shitting straight up water, liquid poop for that time. I eventually got healthier, but now I'm convinced all of the poops I take smell like that dish I had, the spicy pork belly fried rice with kimchi.
Okay.
So all of my poops do. Some of my urinations do, and then other times I randomly smell that smell just throughout the day. I can't tell if it's my body odor or what.
Yeah.
But I'm very confused. I'm wondering if food poisoning can change the way I'm perceiving things, perceiving smells, or the way my poop actually smells.
All right.
And I was hoping you could give some insight.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. And one of those catchphrases that we always use.
Thanks, Bye. Zach. Yeah. You needn't mention them all. Thank you. We know what you mean. I think this is more your olfactory system and your brain. This is more your nasal sensations, that certain things can get into our nose and kind of stay there. I remember once, the worst smell I ever smelled was a guy with what had a, what's called an empyema in his chest, an anaerobic empyema. So these are bacteria that don't use oxygen to divide, and they tend to create horrible gaseous smells. And an empyema is a giant abscess between the lung and the chest wall. And he literally had a couple liters of pus in there that came piling out. And it smelled so bad, I couldn't smell anything else for about a week.
Jeez.
And I was aware that I for sure no one else could smell it. So it is something that from the bacteria you were exposed to. Now, the fact that you still have some smell in the colon, it's possible that that bacteria is still there, not so much the rich yumminess of the kimchi. It's actually a bacteria that can kind of colonize. And the bacteria do create horrible gases sometimes and are part of that process. And you may want to get a stool study done, get a culture done to see if there's anything going on there, or just take a course of antibiotics. And sometimes that can be a bacterial overgrowth. After a bad diarrheal illness, we can get these strange bacterial overgrowths in our small bowel. SIBO, it's called. Look at that. Small intestine bacterial overgrowth. SIBO. Just look up SIBO and you'll see. SIBO symptoms, small intestinal bacterial liver symptoms. It's hard to treat. It's not an easy thing to treat. Okay, we'll look up symptoms of SIBO. Let's see if anywhere it says, nothing in there says anything about weird smells. See that?
There's nausea, bloating, yeah. Diarrhea, unintentional weight loss, malnutrition.
Yeah, yeah. But it's I would imagine that some people might get a weird smell. So again, you'd want to get, and that's not tested necessarily by the stool. That may be tested even by your breath. Believe it or not, that can cause gaseous production, things like that. But anyway, go see a gastroenterologist, have it checked out. I think it's two things. I think it is a smell probably of some type because you're still kind of having loose stools, it sounds like, and that may either be from the colon or from the SIBO, and it's your nose. But the unpleasant part is probably your nose. You know Champ Ricky Turcios? What is that? Yeah, I see things up there on the board. I'm like, what is that?
All right, so here we go. Right. This is a UFC fighter, and he's super cool.
My name is Ricky Turcios. I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm 27 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
but it's good to see y'all for this interview. You know what I'm saying? We're finna be chopping it up.
He's not cool yet.
So he's just real amped right now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, champ. So we're just getting the ball rolling.
He's
right
cracking
now.
His own shit up at this point. But he doesn't have the teeth or the eyes, so how cool could he be?
Well, I mean, he's a UFC fighter. Like, he's a real person.
Okay, all right.
I feel like I phrased that poorly.
Yeah, he's not a real cool guy. He's not a cool guy. He's an interesting guy. Let's see him.
I've done martial arts my whole life, you know what I'm saying? I can remember being a young boy doing martial arts since I was like 5. You feel me on that?
I feel you.
That's my first memories. You feel me?
I feel you.
He'd even do defense drills. You feel me on that? He would like, hey, put your hands up, you feel me? He would do a little light touch spar with me, you know what I mean? He pumped some jabs. Hey, that's how you got to pick that jab, got to block that jab, you know what I mean?
What is this guy ever going to do except UFC? You know what I mean? If he speaks like that? I guess he could train other people.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's what he's going to do. I feel like he missed school. Like, you know what I'm saying? He didn't go to school.
You feel me on that? You feel me? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You feel me on that? You feel me? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You feel me on that? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know? You know what I mean? You know? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You feel me? You know what I mean? Shout out! You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You feel me?
It's incredible.
You know what I mean? You feel me? You feel me? You feel me? You know? You know what I mean? You know? You know what I'm saying? You know? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know? You know what I'm saying?
This is just one interview, right?
You feel me?
How long does it go on for?
We have 25 more seconds of this clip.
Oh my God. That's enough. I've seen enough. Feel me. You know what I'm saying? My friend, I feel you. Wow. Now back to our conversation earlier about, I guess his friends couldn't kick his ass. That's the problem, right? Cause he's a UFC fighter. So No one's going to come up to him. None of his buddies are going to come up to him and go, dude, just shut up. Stop it.
Well, I mean, UFC fighters, for the most, I mean, everyone that that I've seen in interviews with or like hear people talk, they're usually pretty humble and the most chill dudes in the room.
Yes.
Just because they know they could kick your ass.
Yes, yes. And I'm not saying he's not chill. He just has a weird speech pattern. Just weird.
Yeah, so it's weird when people say, you know, and you know what I mean, like a lot, right?
Yes.
All right. Sit back.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Wavy shits. You know what I'm saying? I'm very competitive. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Fucking breathe. You know what I'm saying? Panicking and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Of course. Looked at it. You know what I'm saying? 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 Loaded. You know what I'm saying? I was like, wow, what a trooper. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know
what
I'm saying? That's my beauty arm. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? 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 Instagram shits. You know what I'm saying? Rich streaming shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? 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 You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm good. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So that was Shaggy 2 Dope when he came on YMH.
I'm just telling you, I would not talk back to Shaggy 2 Dope. Would you? Would you? So I'm guessing it's the same thing with the UFC fighter. Why did you guys, and by the way, when was that violent Shaggy 2 Dope appearance?
That was a couple weeks ago.
You know how I love those guys, right?
No, I know, but those were 2 days where I was sick where we recorded a couple episodes. So I didn't get to meet them either. And Christina told them that I was a giant ICP fan and I've gone to multiple gatherings.
You have?
No, I have not.
Oh, I'm just saying. Oh,
I don't know where
God.
She got that from. I went to an ICP concert one time and she internalized that into like, oh my God, Nadav puts clown makeup on every weekend.
I'm the big fan of these guys.
Dude, do you want to go? Like, I mean, hopefully they keep on doing it. I think we just missed it. But would you go to the Gathering of the Juggalos with me next year?
Well, what was the other thing you wanted me to do? You wanted me to do some crazy shit.
I'm not hearing a yes. I'm not hearing a no.
Well, let me just explain to you. You only get to pick a couple of these crazy things.
All right, I'll just smoke weed with you at Gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing you wanted me to do. I'm going to smoke weed with you. But you were not the first person to get me to the gathering, right? Including the boys themselves have wanted me to come. And I'm going to show you. I'm trying to look for a picture.
Well, then this is starting to sound like a perfect storm, Drew.
No, it's something I was open to. I talked to somebody that, here's the picture. This is my favorite picture. And they were just talking about how dangerous it is there. I'm going to text you this picture and this should go up on something. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, okay. And I do know what you mean.
All right, here it comes. There it is. This picture is one of my favorite pictures of all time. I just texted it to you. It's an old Loveline promotion, and it's just too good of a picture. Do you get it?
Yeah, give me one
is
second.
Is that not a great picture? By the way, I've discovered that people do not understand. Oh, I hear you guys laughing at it back there. That's one of my favorite pictures of all time. All right, I need a couple TikToks.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Hi. I went to Walmart dressed like this.
Yeah.
Let's normalize saggy boobs.
Okay.
For women, we have saggy boobs.
You need to normalize it. Okay. Okay, congratulations. Well done. Okay, next.
All right, and that's it on that
one. That's that.
Good afternoon. Happy Sunday to everyone. Hope everyone has had a blessed day last night and having a great day today, this afternoon. Here in Houston, the weather is awesome. It is nice and hot and humid.
Awesome.
Just finished doing tons of chores today. Headed to wash my SUV right now to the car wash.
Why do we need to know all this?
Stay positive. Be blessed. Get some rest. The week starts tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Let's make it exciting today.
Oh, my God. This is the new King Queens Above 18. He's got the same vibe going on, right?
I don't know. He's not saying show me your tits to make me laugh.
That's coming. That's coming next.
I don't understand
what else he's doing. He's standing in his garage with a lifeboat behind him or something. What the hell?
That looks like a canoe. And then I'm hoping. I think these are for probably like tendonitis in your shoulders. They're probably not for fucking. Right?
They're not for fucking. Those are actually for working out your back.
Right. Yeah. It's like rubber bands with tension.
That's not even rubber bands. It's one of the things you lean back on and do pull-ins on.
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
Didn't give us an update on that. I wish we knew if you did that on
Saturday.
Keep
going. This is Christina sending you stuff, right?
Yeah, this is all Christina's.
What's wrong with
curation?
Her? Keep going.
What's right. wrong with Christina?
Keep going. Uh-oh. Yowie. Ooh, what a great laser. That, by the way, hurts. My goodness.
What do you think, Drew? Is she going to get this done in one session?
I hope so, because that laser is really doing a hell of a job. Now, what I don't quite get is, ooh-wee. That must hurt, right?
I'm sure it does. It's she's getting like a first degree burns probably, right?
So this is laser removal, tattoo removal on a face, which is just covered with ink. So those of you that think it's cool to get tattoos all over your face, this is not an uncommon story that people want this shit off. I just am wondering, and also, doesn't that person have scars all over the place? Don't you see like a Frankenstein scar there to the left and then a big giant pit there?
I think I see like a little hook.
Yeah, but how about that? Yeah, look at that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, this person is also heavy into body modification. Like there's huge holes in the nose. I think this is probably a piercing.
Ugh.
Like I think it's just like a super body modification, like hype beast or something.
And do you think, here's the interesting question. I wonder if this is a male or female, do we know? Male, right? Male?
I think
a male, maybe. I'm not
commenting
on the person's gender or not.
It's definitely one of those. We're not sure which one.
Okay. And I wonder if he or she's doing this to get more tattoos, you know, do it over again or something. Do you think?
Oh, like to get a blank slate?
Yeah, and look at the neck tattoo. Wait, look at the neck tattoo on the right. It's one of those weird beards from ancient Egypt, isn't it?
Oh, like an Aztec type pattern?
Egypt. Ancient Egypt, like King Tut's beard, you know, on his... Mm. Isn't that what that is? Oh my God, that's so interesting.
I feel like I'm not getting enough context. But look, I feel like they're probably drawn from a lot of different cultures in all these face tats.
Oh my goodness, so amazing. I'm so sorry, my friend, that you did that to yourself. Okay, give me another one. I'm interested. See, that's a guy
good
I would go talk
morning.
To.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Wait, stop.
Everyone had
stop.
A great night.
Stop. First of all, I would go talk to that guy. That's a guy I'm interested in, or gal, or whatever the hell.
Does one have the tie?
No. Not interested in this guy. Interested in the tatted up dude.
But how are you going to know what he gal. Did yesterday?
Is this the guy that was talking to us from the garage?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, last night, ready for a great day and getting ready for the weekend. It is weekend time.
Woo.
Before I get started, anything else, I'll do a few shout-outs this morning. I want to do a shout-out for a birthday, Lauren Roskus.
I told you.
Happy birthday. Have a great day. 20 years old today.
Okay.
Also, a happy Friday to Kyler, Breezy, and Kat. Just a happy Friday. Hope you have a great day. And last but not least, I want to give a shout-out to Eric. Eric is kind of down right now. He's going through some personal things right now. So, Eric, just hang in there, man.
Yeah.
Just keep it up. Keep going. Get ready tonight. Go out and hit the club.
Okay.
You can get it, boy.
My king and queens above 18.
Want everybody to stay positive. Be blessed. Make it a great day today. And today's Friday, so what's tomorrow? If you don't work, it's weekend time. So have a good one and be blessed. Bye.
Thank you, buddy. So I have so many different reactions to this guy. One is very strange kind of robotic, you know, posturing and moving about there. Do you notice that?
Who gives you more Uncanny Valley vibes, this guy or Garth Brooks?
Garth Brooks, for sure. For sure. This guy just gives me the trying too hard vibes. And I appreciate this. I'm always a little weirded out, much like with the King, that it makes me feel a little positive when I hear these affirmations, which is my own weirdness.
Just happy Friday.
I guess I like hearing that compared to what else goes out on social media.
Ooh, you're going to be getting happy Friday texts from me every Friday now.
Look, the guy, he made me feel better. It's great. You're sending me TikToks to this guy. What am I supposed to do? I'm trying to make something out of it. So let's keep going.
Please do the video call. I want to fuck you. Please. Oh. Please beg me.
No.
Please. I am very much interested. Fuck you. Please.
Oh.
This guy sounds like the spam callers that call me that tell me my my warranty on my car is
now,
expired.
Now, how dare you, first of all? How dare you?
No. They do say, fuck you. I want to fuck you. I want to fuck your mom. Like, they say it just like that.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to sell you a warranty?
Well, I mean, it's spam call. I mean, Chris could attest to it. Like, whenever I have a spam call come in, I get really excited and I answer it.
Yeah, this is usually after they've given up.
Oh, I see. You get into them and talk to them a bit. Just string them out.
Right. Like, because what'll happen is they'll call me and I'll get like an automated message. It's just like,
why don't you?
Hey, the IRS has something with you. And it goes, press one to be connected to an operator. I always press one.
Can you record some of that for us one of these days?
Sure.
That'd be
awesome.
That'd be entertaining. No, But this freaks me out. It makes me sad for him, and it's like gross. And I don't know.
That guy freaks you out?
Yeah.
I think, you know what it is? That's a lane of talks that Christina loves that she calls horny Thursdays. And that's when the horny talks start, because people are getting ready to try and just line up dick or pussy for the weekend.
And that works?
I mean, I'd imagine not, because I think, a lot of these accounts put out every Thursday.
And think about it, these guys are putting this out on a public TikTok.
Yeah, they'll take anyone. Anyone on the TikTok platform that this appeals to, go ahead and check out this dude.
But I'm just saying, this dude puts this out. How does he ever work after that? You know what I mean? It's like somebody's going to find it. I mean,
Well, here's what's crazy too, is that like this is insane for a girl for a dude to do. This is insane for anyone to do.
Are there women doing this?
Well, like a woman that would put this out in the same inflection, the same camera angle, the same everything, although would still read as insane to us, you know she's getting responses.
Oh, of course. It goes without saying. But I'm just curious if that even happens, because they don't have to go that far.
I think they do. I think they do. Just the videos. I think the videos are a lot less fun than the one that you just saw.
Oh, they're sad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay, keep going. We're TikTok.
All right.
God, what the hell? Oh, ew. She gonna eat this? Eating live crabs. There are crabs flying all over the place, little like the ones you see at the beach. She's putting spices on. She's putting Old Bay on them, and she's just eating them. She's eating crabs, live crabs. Good for her.
That's terrifying.
No, it's all right. It's, you know, whatever. Humanoids.
Hey, you know what? People say that it's weird when I eat gefilte fish sometimes.
It is weird.
It's like, it is weird as fuck.
Yeah, right.
This is weird.
Some more TikToks. Let's just keep, let's get rolling through these. Let's get going.
So you're missing your front teeth?
I only have 6 teeth in my mouth.
How do you chew?
I gum everything.
Really? So you don't eat steak?
I do. There are certain foods that I eat that I have to cut in small pieces, and pretty much I just swallow them whole. Just like a snake does.
That, no, I'm sure you're sugar the nutrients.
Yeah. So it's taken some time to get used to it, a different way of eating. So, you know, there are different things that change in my life because of my transformation, and eating is one of them. If you see the pattern and what's going on, there's several stages of evolution. So my transformation is a metamorphosis. And I will reach the end stage as a full dragon when I have all my procedures completed.
Oh.
My name is Tiamat Legion Medusa.
And you are?
I am no.
What?
Just kind of ends there.
So I have a million questions, of course.
Holy shit, isn't this person so much more articulate than you expected them to be?
No, because people that do this stuff, this is kind of what breaks my heart about some of it. They're often quite bright. And it's such a waste.
I was able to like follow everything that they were saying. I'm like, wow, this person actually knows what they're doing. Like they seem
this person is no longer employable. Could you employ this person?
In this studio, I think we could probably make room for him.
But I guess you could be a circus freak or something. But I mean, he has weird claws. Is it he or she? Biological. Do we have any idea?
That I'm not sure. But the claws are, I think, just rings.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. Okay. Like, I think it's rings that kind of have like nails on the end.
Okay, so I was saying because the claws make it impossible to operate a computer or a telephone or anything else. But okay, so maybe they have hands that they can use again. They, is this a they? I don't know what this is. But
it's
anyway,
a snake.
I know. And is he or she?
It's a dragon, excuse me.
Has it had its nose removed?
All sorts of body mods. I mean, if they.
But the nose is gone, right?
But they willingly only have 6 teeth. That's on purpose. That's not an accidental.
I understand, but that isn't freaking me out as much as somebody having their nose removed.
Are you seeing everything else that's going on with their face?
Yes, I am.
Like, those aren't just tattoos. I think they had bumps and shit.
Yeah, there's
inserted.
Bolts and stuff all over the place. And the eyes, I guess, are all just blacked out with tats. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
You don't like this?
Well, I'm not even so upset about this person as much as I am with the clinicians that did the operations. I want to punch them in the face.
Well, see, I don't think you went to, like, Cedars to go do this.
No, I know.
Stuff.
They didn't come to the United States, for sure. For sure.
Well, I mean, it's the whole body mod community. I'm sure there's just body mod people that know how to do that. Like, you know, there's people that are just like, hey, man, come over to my house. I'll put magnets in your fingertips so that you could, like, you know, do cool shit with that or whatever.
Yes, but you don't have your nose removed in somebody's living room. That was done
maybe
by
you don't.
That was done by a doctor. That was done by a doctor, trust me.
Really?
Oh,
you think so?
100%. There's no, that's a major deal.
And you know, it does
look
pretty clean.
You're chopping bones out and stuff here. And, maybe she had a big, I'm going to tell myself that this person was in a terrible automobile accident and smashed their forehead face in. And that led to the beginning of this.
And this was their creative cover up?
Making lemonade out of lemons. That's what I'm going to hope is going on.
Boy.
Here. How about
that? One of the most optimistic reactions I think anyone's ever had to this clip.
But I feel bad that this person is no longer employable outside of the circus, right? Or I guess they could have
your mom's house podcast studios.
Yeah, I was going to say they could have a weird sort of online sort of thing. But what's going to happen? No, does this person have family, children? I mean, hi, grandma or grandpa.
I don't know. I feel like
my grandpa's a dragon.
I feel like this person probably has I don't want to say normal relationships, but like, no. I don't think there's people that are like, I have to cut you off your weight. Because personality wise, I don't think the personality is so crazy to me. The looks are insane.
I'm just saying.
But I could have a normal talk with this person.
Well, let's just assume there's more going on than just intellect, right? There's an intellect that's intact. But just think about it this way. Hi, grandma. What are you doing today, grandma?
She's like, oh, you know, just going to split my tongue later on.
Just gumming my meat. Gumming my meat with my split tongue. Do you want me to bite you now? So, oh, God. I don't know. Anyway, Humans are, but again, not really interested in talking to him or her. I'm really not that interested.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to figure out one day what that is.
Because this is, out of all the things that we've seen, I'm probably most okay with talking to this person.
We got to figure out what that is. By the way, I called RPC, speaking of talk to somebody. He did not answer my phone call. So I'm.
Oh, yeah, you sent me that email. Yeah, dude, I don't think that was his number.
Oh, really? Is that for sure?
Yeah.
That's why I was afraid to leave a message, so I didn't leave a message. So Robert Paul Champagne, if that was you, please do let me know. in any event, why would I not be interested in, like, I would talk to the king. I would not talk to the Happy Friday guy. And I wouldn't talk to the dragon.
What so anyone, huh? So, that is quite interesting.
And why do you want to talk to this person?
Zero chance of them hurting me.
But you have to have a certain curiosity to want to talk to them, right?
No, yeah, I'm definitely curious, and there's no concern for my safety when I talk to them, which is safety. A big concern when I...
No, see, that's not my thing. My turn is not safety.
Safety is not your thing?
No, I'm not... Well, it's my thing, but I'm not concerned about it with any of our people. I'm concerned. I'm just not interested in knowing what's going on. See, normally, I guess maybe I'm just interested in people that are in pain. I guess that are suffering and want to sort of reach out to them. I think because I don't think that person is suffering. I just think they're acting out on their body in ways that are hard. She will suffer. He will suffer one day, I would imagine, because of all what they've done. But right now, I'm like not interested in people that act. You know what it is for me. I'm not interested in people that act out with aggression, either on themselves or other people. And that looks aggressive. You know what I'm saying? 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 You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
I know what you mean.
Okay, you know what I mean? So, but why? But you don't have that concern, right? You don't mind people that act out aggressively.
Not really, because I mean,
just as long as they don't act out on you.
Well, yeah, because this doesn't affect me.
Yeah, but
this doesn't affect me, and they're able to articulate and have a conversation, and that's fascinating.
Nothing affects us. You know what I mean?
No. Stuff affects me.
This stuff got in my head. You know what I mean? But what do you mean it affects you? Like, it makes you disgusted or uncomfortable or something like that?
Well, yeah. No. You're saying nothing affects us. Like, I mean,
that really is not affecting us. It's just, you know.
No, this isn't. But there is stuff that does affect. Like, I mean, there's still. I mean, we have to put together a heavy segment for a live show, and it's like. That is,
but the people that are in those heavy videos aren't actually in your life. They aren't actually going to harm you. They could disgust you. We can have disgust, and we could have fear, and we can have disdain or pain. You know, empathy for them.
Right.
But they're not going to hurt us. They're not going to do anything to us. They don't know we exist really until we put them on these videos.
But I would never want to talk to them. You know, someone that's doing eye surgery on themselves. Right. Just like, they speak Russian anyways. I don't really want to talk to them.
That's the aggressive thing again.
But this person is like, if I ask this person a question, they'll actually be able to give me an answer to the question.
Okay, so here's where we diverge, you and I. You, as long as they're pleasant and smart, you're cool, which I prefer. But if they're acting out aggressively on themselves, I'm like, not really interested in that. I don't want to hear about it. Because you know why? Because I have talked to so many people that do stuff like that. And when you start discussing it with them, it's usually laden with sort of bullshit. And they don't really have any feelings about it really until way later when they start reconsidering it. That's why I was interested in talking to the guy that was getting the tattoo removed from his face.
Mm.
So when he was there with the tats all over the place, I probably wouldn't have wanted to talk to him.
Oh.
But when he's now interested in getting them off, I'm like, I want to hear what that's all about.
I see. It's the moment of change that interests you.
No, it's the connection to the reality of the moment rather than the obfuscating bullshit defending what you're doing.
Okay, now
you know what I'm saying?
Now I get it.
All right. Everybody, thank you. We've got lots of emails to come up. I still didn't get through even half of them. I'm going to do more on the next show. Voice messages keep coming. 818-253-1693. DrDrewAfterDark@gmail.com for the emails. And we have merch that is insane coming your way. What else can I say about it, Nadav? Can I say more?
Well, it's definitely already out right now. So go to store.ymhstudios.com and go to the Dr. Drew After Dark section.
We're moving from mugs to t-shirts, everybody.
Yeah, we got some t-shirts
and,
for you.
I want some pictures of people with the Rational Revolution mug wearing some of these t-shirts because are you effing kidding me? They are something else. All right? Nadav?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I love it.
All right, we'll see you next time.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with